Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I'm convinced that inner healing, which is another David's terminology for that is soul restoration, but inner healing is absolutely not possible apart from forgiveness, both to receive God's forgiveness and to extend forgiveness to the outrageous things that happen to us and torture us. And there is no way past, no way on to healing apart from forgiveness. There are three words which are used sometimes in the Lord's Prayer. One is forgive us of our sins, one is forgive us of our debts, and one is forgive us our trespasses. When we pray it publicly, we usually say forgive us our trespasses. When we sing it, we usually say debts. And often when we pray it, we say sins. Any of the three is perfectly okay, Susie. You say it any way you want to. They do have some nuanced thoughts that bring to your mind. Forgive us of our sins as those who have sinned against us. That's pretty straightforward. Forgive us our debts. What would we pay God for 1 millisecond of sin? We are indebted to grace. And therefore, we can release people who we think owe us some kind of emotional bondage, some kind of emotional debt for what they did to us. The last one is the one that I discovered in this, and that's trespasses. And a pastor's wife helped me with it. She said that she and her husband went through a very bad time, painful time. They went to counseling, got through it, but it was private pain. She said years later, the board at their church found out about it and reached back in and dredged it all up and made it public and humiliated them. And she said, that's the first moment that trespassing came clear to me. She said, I always thought of trespasses as sins. But she said, no trespassing is a sign you see on a fence. It means you're not supposed to come in here. And she says, those people trespassed on our private pain. They walked on us. And she said, I went to God and I was crying out. And she said, God, these people ought not to be in here. They shouldn't be dealing with this. And God said, let me remind you, you went in where you weren't supposed to go. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who come into our lives where they ought not to be.
Don't you think that the only way we can do that is by starting at the beginning with that prayer when we honor God and put him in his rightful place in our hearts and our minds and our prayers, you know, our Father. When we put him in that rightful place, to me, it aligns things enough to know that when we finally get to this place, we can know that he's a God of justice, a God of righteousness. That seems impossible to do apart from some kind of knowledge of who God is, doesn't it?
100%. Isn't it wonderful how perfectly ordered the Lord's Prayer is?
Mm-hmm.
If you had 1,000 of the top line editors at every publisher in the world spend 1,000 years, they couldn't improve one syllable of the Lord's Prayer.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.